26.5. EDE 01070920250827, audio. Let's now talk about this buffer zone. It's easy and tempting to say that using the buffer zone as another way to heat the tank is a good idea. Yes, it's true that gas has a higher temperature than liquid. However, what concerns me here is the thermal transfer of heat. A gas is a thermal insulator compared to a liquid gas. This implies that to transfer heat to a liquid via a gas, for the same amount of calories, a much longer transfer time is required than for liquid-liquid contact via a metal, for example. Yes, helium can heat hydrogen, but hydrogen can also cool helium. Note that I don't mean to eliminate the buffer zone here. I'm simply concerned with its practical usefulness in transmitting this heat to the propellants. Air on Earth, compared to water, has an index of plus or minus 27, if I remember correctly. This means that air is a very good insulator compared to water. This is important. Should we use this buffer zone in addition to other protection to heat the tank? I have a doubt. In passive mode, this thermal stabilization energy isn't free. I'm thinking here of solar panels and batteries, as well as the costs of launching into orbit. The calculations must take into account the temperature of this zone, but not necessarily a thermal servo modulation. For now, I'm simply raising this point without doing the associated calculations. I still need to do some research on the self-explosion phenomena of a liquid gas in space. The issues raised previously in passive and active mode are still on the table. I'm no fortune teller. I'm still raising these points so that people with more in-depth knowledge of space can make related experimental decisions. That's all for now. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stephen Michaud, victims of kidnapping in September 2007. This September 7, 2025.